Merry Christmas. It's wonderful to have you all with us as we worship this day and celebrate the gift of Jesus that is given to us by our God and Father, who is so gracious and so loving. I welcome you. We're glad to have you all with us as we worship tonight. I would like to encourage you to please fill out the card that is included in your the happenings or the bulletin that you have. It just has a place for you to put your name and address, and if you're a visitor, to please check that off. We'd like to just have an opportunity to be able to say hello and introduce ourselves to you as well. And we're just so glad that you're here worshiping with us tonight. A couple of things. One is that we welcome all who are baptized to come and join us for communion. As Lutherans, we believe that Jesus is truly present in the bread and wine. He comes to us offering forgiveness, grace, and the gift of eternal life. So welcome, come forward. If you're not quite sure what to do, ask an usher. They're going to be standing in the aisles as we get to the place where we're going to be having communion. The other thing is that when we come to the candle lighting, just ask that you please use common sense and just be very cautious. The best way to light the candle is to take the unlit candle and put it into the flame of the lit one. So leave the lit one straight up and put the unlit one into the flame. That way you don't get wax all over the place. Secondly, just please, 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 please be very careful when you're holding the candle. And if you have children, please make sure you're watching them, that they don't get too close to the person in front of them. We don't want any additional torches. So just please be very careful with that. And then when we're done with the candle lighting, return the candle as you leave tonight. Did I cover everything? I think so. Okay. Let's join together in worship.
One star burns in the darkness, shines with the promise. Emmanuel.
Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Please rise.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence, and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Come and fill our hearts with your peace. You alone, O Lord, are holy. Come and fill our hearts with your peace. Alleluia.
First reading according to Isaiah. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as people exult when dividing plunder. For the yoke of their burden and the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For all the boots of the tramping warriors and all the garments rolled in blood shall be burned as fuel for the fire. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onward and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord hosts will do this. This is the word of the Lord. The second reading is from the book of Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, training us to renounce impiety and worldly passions, and in the present age to live lives that are self-controlled, upright, and godly, while we wait for the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. He it is who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify himself a people of his own who are zealous for good deeds. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You can go ahead and sit down front. A little distraction, yes. But down on the floor, guys. Right here, Dave.
All right, sweet.
Yep. No, we're not singing. But then again, we might. You never know.
Three tenors.
Hey, guys, you ever wonder how Christ's birth would have been reported if it happened today?
I don't know, Dave. My guess is the whole story would have passed undetected by most people. Maybe you might find it under the notes of interest found on the inside, last page, section D of the Bethlehem News Gazette.
Maybe somebody would have Facebooked a message saying, hey, did you hear about Mary? Yeah, the sophomore. She had a kid. Can you believe it? I knew there was something funny going on with her.
Or how about Twitter? Someone passing on the word how Joseph the crazy old carpenter thought he had himself a pretty young thing. Turns out she was pregnant and the old man wants to divorce her. Hashtag scandalous.
Well, one thing's for sure. If it were Fox News and CNN reporting the event, we'd have two entirely different viewpoints.
In a way, we already have a lot of views on what Christmas is all about. For instance, how about, you'll shoot your eye out, kid.
Hey, how about this? Clark, it's the Jelly of the Month Club. It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year through.
My lip's bleeding, Bert! My lip's bleeding!
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Jolly old St. Nicholas, lean your ear this way.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
We did sing.
And then there's a Petco commercial. Guinea pig? Guinea pig, son.
Every kiss begins with K.
or Xfinity. Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
Okay, I get the idea, but let's get back to the point here, gang. Alex, you're right, we do have a lot of ideas as to what Christmas is all about. But how about we go to the source? We do have a couple of amazing stories found in the Gospels about the birth of Jesus.
But not all the Gospels talk about the birth of Jesus. The Gospel of Mark begins with Jesus' ministry, so there's no mention of how or where Jesus was born.
The Gospel of John has a different approach to Jesus' beginning. We can talk about that later. Let's begin with the most familiar story found in Luke. Did you know, for instance, that Luke takes the opening lines in chapter 2 to give us the historical backdrop to Jesus' birth?
We hear about the people in power, Quirinius, Caesar Augustus, and Herod.
Yes, and don't forget about the special tax collection being held at that time. That's why Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem in the first place. But even with the mention of the people high in government, God chooses not to bring forth Emmanuel to the rich, the powerful, and the elite.
No, instead, the first to hear of this is a young woman by the name of Mary, someone hardly worth noticing in those days. We see in Mary the true nature of servanthood, being the God-bearer. She is obedient, even if God's plan puts her in a very risky, if not awkward, position.
Even the town of Bethlehem was not known for much of anything. The only true distinction is that it's the birthplace of King David.
Well, at least Grand Rapids has the distinction of being the home of Gerald Ford, art prize and known as Beer City, USA. Cedar Springs is home to the original red flannel underwear. Holland, my home, it's home to the Tulip Festival, and Grand Haven is the Coast Guard capital of the U.S.
You're onto something there, Alex. Bethlehem really was a one-horse town. Moving on, Luke shifts the story away from the manger to a field lying outside Bethlehem where a few shepherds were watching their master's sheep. They were shaken from their evening's tedious work when, to their fear and amazement, a choir of angels announces the birth of Christ.
But that seems to be Luke's emphasis. God came to a place where people would least expect, where they least expect the Savior of the world to be birthed, and the main characters were people that most wouldn't have given notice even if they passed them on the street. God knew where the pain, the fear, and the misery could be found. He went right to those who needed to hear the good news.
Indeed, tonight we are reminded of how God comes to us, to the lost and forsaken.
The lonely and the divorced.
The sick and the shut-in.
To the young and to the old.
To the powerless and the powerful.
To the rich and to the poor.
Emmanuel, God with us.
Joy to the world.
Okay, now let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew.
Matthew begins his Gospel with a genealogy of Jesus that goes all the way back to Abraham.
The genealogy is important as it ties the whole of Israel's history to the salvation of Jesus Christ.
Jesus is the fulfillment of all the hopes of Israel.
As the prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel," which means God with us.
We certainly learn a great deal about the family of Jesus. We know his grandparents and parents.
We learn how God places Jesus right in the lap of a chosen family and a chosen people to become God with us.
Look around here tonight. Who do we see?
Families and pieces of families.
Those who want to be with their families but cannot for a variety of reasons.
Those whose hearts ache because of divorce or whose spouse, grandparent, sibling, or child has died.
Or for those who are hungry to be a part of a family they never really had.
Tonight, on this night of all nights, roots are important.
Matthew reminds us that on this night we celebrate the good news of Jesus' birth. We celebrate Jesus' adoption of all of us into the family of God.
We are not alone. God claims each of us, along with the whole world.
Tonight, we are invited into God's family, every one of us.
Imagine that we are part of an orphanage, waiting for a long time for adoptive parents. How each time we hear that someone is coming, the anticipation grows. Is it me? Will it be me this time? Only to find out that someone else is chosen.
But tonight is different. This time our Abba, what Jesus calls the Father literally means Daddy, comes and calls all of us to be his children. We are no longer alone or forgotten. We are now a part of God's family baptized in his name and welcomed to the table of the Lord.
It's a great feeling, isn't it? To be a family, to come and be blessed.
To be forgiven.
To be loved.
To be granted eternal life.
We are adopted children into the family of God through the gift of Jesus Christ.
Brothers?
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 Brothers!
Okay. Let's get back to finishing up our conversation with a little talk about the opening of John's Gospel.
It's an amazing piece that goes back beyond Abraham, as in Matthew's Gospel.
Goes back to the time of creation. John even writes, like the first book of the Bible, stating, "In the beginning was the Word."
We should also note that the word "word" is capitalized, meaning it is a name. It is a reference to the Word made flesh, meaning Jesus.
For John, the wonder is that Jesus was at the very beginning with the creation of the heavens and the earth. And yet, in the wonder and awesomeness of creation, Jesus comes to us in the form of a human to dwell with us.
He was above us, yet he bends low to us. Through the Son, God touches the world.
And the Word became flesh and lived among us. And we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth.
Another dynamic of John's prologue is his theme of light and darkness. We are in the time when darkness is the greatest here in this season of winter. Christmas is not always received with great joy.
For many of us, it is difficult to see the light of Christ in the darkness of the times. War, poverty, violence, hunger, grief, and disease affect many in our world.
Newtown, Connecticut.
Ferguson, Missouri.
Aurora, Colorado.
Aleppo, Syria.
South Sudan.
The list goes on.
The world of consumerism would have us believe that if we just buy the right thing or listen to those holiday tunes and deck the halls and all is right with the world, but it's not. The hurt and the pain is real.
You know, there's a reason why we light candles and sing carols such as Silent Night and It Came Upon a Midnight Clear. The darkness is real.
There's only one true light that can illumine the evil and sin in this world.
And that is Christ, the light of the world.
The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it.
Where there is light, there is hope.
And John the Baptist pointed to that hope in the form of Jesus, the Son of God.
Tonight, the light shines in the darkness.
It shines in our church.
It shines in our streets.
It shines in our homes.
And it shines in our hearts.
Tonight, we have been given the light of Christ. It is a light which no darkness will overcome. So what have we learned here?
Unlike the newscasts of today, where we get such differing reports that one would wonder if they are addressing the same issue, we get through these Gospels a common thread regarding the birth of Christ.
Christmas is about God coming to the whole world in a way that is least expected.
It is about God hearing the cries of a people who wait and hope.
It's about our adoption into God's family.
It is about the light of God that brings hope, comfort, and freedom from fear.
Perhaps John sums it up best by saying, "From his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace."
God's love in the form of Jesus. That is what Christmas is all about.
It's the only gift we truly need.
It's a gift for all people.
Frohliche Weihnachten.
Gadjul.
Vesele Vianotse.
Merry Christmas.
Would you please stand as we sing together?
Oh,
Confess our faith together in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made of one being with a Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Holy God, from you comes all grace and righteousness. Bind your church together during this Christmas season, that we bear witness to the truth of the gospel throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Holy God, all creation reveals your splendor and majesty. Guide us in caring for the earth and all it contains, and bring about favorable weather during this time of travel. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Holy God, in the midst of chaos, your Son was born for us. Instill in politicians, military leaders, and civil servants a desire for justice and peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, you care for your children in this and every place. Grant relief to those in fear, shelter to the homeless, community to the isolated, joy to expectant parents, relief to those who yearn for children, and healing to the sick. We pray especially for Clayton and Phyllis, for Jason and Sarah, for Joyce, Caitlin, Lowell, Mitch and family, for Rebecca, Roseanne, Ryan, Sean, Terry, George and Emma, for Stacy, for the people of Northern and Southern Dakota, and for families struggling with grief in this season. We pray for our church council, the pastors, the staff, and leadership, for St. Luke's Christian College in South Sudan, for Bishop Elizabeth Eaton, for Bishop Craig Satterley, and for the assistants to the bishop, Pastors Chrisanne Tim, Sarah Friesen-Carper, and David Sprang. We pray for Emmanuel Lutheran Church of Big Rapids. We pray for those in our military, Taylor Ahn, Alex Bickle, Matthew Crawford, Blaine Hughes, Melissa and David Valentino, Kelly Walker, Nicholas Welch, and Alex and Jen Urish. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Holy God, protect those who travel, comfort those who are alone, accompany those who celebrate, and make your presence known among those who gather around word and sacrament. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy God, your Son became incarnate to provide for salvation for all. Lead us by the example of the faithful departed as we await the blessed hope of the life to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. And Lord, now we open to hear the prayers of the people, spoken aloud or in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayers. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Please rise. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Let us share God's peace with one another.
The guiding light that brought us tonight to our Savior.
Please rise.
Let us pray. God, with us, you came as a baby to a manger. You slept on straw and greeted shepherds. You come again in bread and wine.
Remind us how good you are at blessing ordinary things. And then, through these gifts, help us to bless the lives of others in the strength of your holy name. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right that we give God thanks and praise for the gift of his Son, Jesus, who was born on this night in a humble place to remind us how he comes to all people, not those whom we claim as with great importance, but to even those who live in simple means. And for that, he has given us his grace and love now and always. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Now I welcome you to join hands as we share together the prayer which our Lord has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Let every heart receive your Savior.
Was given at child of Mary, who felt all human woe. O Savior, King of glory, who triumphed o'er our foe, bring us at length, we pray, to thy courts of heaven and into endless day. It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Is on the earth goodwill to all, from hands of gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strains. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria.
Please rise. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. And as we dim the lights, I want to remind you to please again take the unlit candle and dip it into the flame of the lit candle. And I'll ask the ushers to come down and to bring a candle with them, and they can help assist in lighting everyone's candles.
Reading from the Gospel of St.
Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all in the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was betrothed and who was expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you from this day in the city of David, a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord, is born. And this will be a sign for you that you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven. And on earth, peace among those whom he favors." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God.
Silent night,
holy night, all is calm, all is bright, bow your virgin mother and child, holy night.
bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. You may extinguish your candles.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive its King. Let every heart prepare Him room. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. No more let sin and sorrow grow, nor thorns infest the crown. He comes to make his blessings flow, or as the curses fall. Far as the curses fall, far as the curses fall. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. And wonders, wonders of his love.
Glory to God in the highest.
Peace God's people on earth.
Go in peace. Share the gift of Jesus.